More Lessons from the Master Teacher, Commentary for the November 7, 2020 Sabbath School Lesson by Stephen Terry, Director, Stillwaters Ministry, www.visitstillwaters.com. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. John 1, verses 9 through 13. As a baby boomer, my life has been profoundly affected by technological advances. Sometimes those advances have made my life easier. After all, who does not appreciate the ubiquitous microwave that makes entire meals into fast food? The internet that allows you to experience this commentary is also marvelous. Through its magic, I can interact with people from over 150 countries. It has allowed the gospel message to penetrate the borders of countries with a wider range and less expense than radio. Anyone with a phone and an internet connection can evangelize in places where missionaries could scarcely travel before without great risk. With Jesus shared on the internet, we are truly approaching every eye having the ability to see him. Little wonder that some feel these are apocalyptic times. But there is also a downside to these advances. Some use this ability to become false teachers of conspiracy theories and harmful ideologies. Liars themselves, they loudly proclaim that everyone who does not share their conspiratorial agenda is a follower of fake news. But in spite of some even posturing as religious leaders, they lie boldly, and those lies are founded not on the rock of Christ, but on the shaky ground of the one who is the father of the lie. Those pursuing these nefarious agendas use the social media of the internet to incite violent actions against those who disagree with them, while claiming it is a Christian thing to do. These evil workers are nothing new. Paul wrote about them to the church in Corinth. For such people are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. The difference between then and now is that it is so much easier for them to spew their poison through the world. Even if we do not succumb to these conspiracy mongers, I have discovered that technology affects my perception of the world in more discreet ways. As a child, we had television that was black and white only. People spoke of the broadcast day because there was not enough programming to fill up 24 hours. Some of those black and white programs are still broadcast on classic TV channels. The storylines of James Arness's Gunsmoke, Ward Bond's Wagon Train, or Raymond Massey's Perry Mason remain as captivating as when they were first aired. But when I watch those old black and white worlds face their problems and overcome them, I must remind myself that despite the television programming, my world back then was just as colorful as the world today, and not simply black and white. The properties of light have remained the same, seemingly, forever. How nice it is to see the myriad colors televisions are capable of now. But sometimes I wonder if those who only know of the 1940s and 1950s through those old black and white programs and newsreels think of those decades as boring, colorless times that no one would really want to experience if they had a choice. Some, to correct that perceptual error, are colorizing some of those old documentaries to help the viewer to realize the world appeared just as colorful back then. Perhaps Jesus came 2,000 years ago to correct similar errors of perception. We are told that he is the light of the world in chapter 1 of the Gospel of John. In the very first verse, John tells us that Jesus is God. This is a very profound idea and challenges the intellect even of great thinkers. How can an omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, ineffable God be limited to a human form? Just growing up from a baby to an adult in that form, and what that might mean, is mind-boggling. Theological battles have raged for many centuries over the nature of Christ. Rather than simply say, "I cannot explain it," we force contrived explanations and run the dangerous risk of creating an ersatz God constrained by the boundaries of our definitions. But perhaps John's light metaphor is helpful. There are many properties of light and energy that we do not yet understand despite heroic efforts by leading physicists. But one property has been known for a very long time. Light holds more than it appears to hold. We experience light as brightness that can overwhelm our vision at higher intensities. But light has far more than we can easily see with our eyes. When we shine a beam of that intense brightness into a prism, we discover that what emanates from the other side of the prism are a rainbow of colors. If a single beam of light can have so much colorful diversity that is beyond our normal perception, what does that say of our perception of God? Just as we have difficulty seeing the colors in a beam of light unless they are reflected from or refracted through something, it may be difficult to see the divinity of Jesus in human form until it is reflected by the changes manifest in the lives of those who choose to open their hearts and lives to Him. When light shines into a dark room where we have difficulty seeing even the shapes of furniture, the entire room changes, exploding with color and definition. When Christ shines into the heart of a human being, something similar happens, and the life changes and becomes vibrant and attuned to that which may have seemed invisible before. Some wonder how a single human living 2,000 years ago could have such a lasting impact on humanity, even if he was the Son of God. But the light metaphor may help with that as well. One of the properties of light is that one can never put enough darkness into a room to eliminate even the smallest light. Instead, the opposite is true. One needs only the tiniest light to penetrate the darkness and reveal what may be hiding in the shadows. Similarly, Jesus shone into our world and revealed starkly the nature of human beings. When we plot our selfish plans, we like to keep things hidden. We plot in back rooms. We steal and rob under cover of darkness. We prey upon the weak and the disabled through the obfuscation of multiple levels of incorporation, ensuring that even if someone manages to untangle the corporate administrative charts, those most involved will be allowed to evade responsibility. Instead, they are allowed to pass the blame to a nebulous corporation, perhaps forcing it into bankruptcy, as the officers have walked away with bonuses that amount to little more than treasure chests filled from modern-day piracy. But light endangers all of that. It reveals what is transparent and what is not, and discovering opaqueness is half the battle when dealing with hidden evil. This brings us to our responsibility. We can refuse to acknowledge Jesus as God and the Son of God. We can demand that the ineffable be explained before we believe. When the light of Christ shines into the world, revealing what is hidden and thus exposing its true nature, we can deny that reality and pretend that things are still as they always have been. We can lament that the world is full of conspiracies and live paranoid fantasies where we demand others change, but not us, because in our self-deception, we got it right. But no one could put the genie back in the bottle. Once God stepped into history in human form, the impossible became reality and showed that humble, honest service is a path to real power in our world. There's no need to exchange our salvation for the illusion of control. Jesus revealed that when he spurned the devil's offer of the entire world if he would only worship him. Perhaps because he already knew that a lie is the most powerful tool in the devil's toolbox, he knew that within every offer, every temptation, is a lying poison waiting to be activated by the unwary person who would trust the devil's sophistries. As I write this, many of us are shut up in our homes because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Our lives have been profoundly changed in ways that may seem dark and depressing. But this is not what we were meant to be. Light still overcomes darkness. Service to others still delivers many from feeling depressed about their situation. While some may see the shady halls of political intrigue as the answer, the fruits of that, division, hatred, and violence, all reveal in the lies they are grounded in that they are only more darkness and can never be the light of Christ. Perhaps now more than ever is our greatest opportunity to find the peace that eludes so many. Talk to God about it. Though he may seem far off, he is as near as your next breath. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. Thank you for listening to this commentary. You may find other commentaries as well as the footnotes for this commentary with the scripture references at our website at Stillwaters Ministry, www.visitstillwaters.com. May God bless you and your family.